Are health problems sabotaging your practice? Listen into this episode to figure out what's going on and find some ways to actually move through your health problems so that you can become an authentic eater. Welcome to The Happy Eater. I am your host, Martita Robinson. This podcast is for conscious women experiencing binge eating disorder and are ready to move into a new way of healing. Medical disclaimer, this podcast is for entertainment and educational purposes only. I am not your therapist. If you have problems medically or need medical advice, please reach out to your therapist, your personal therapist, or a doctor. All right, let's get started. Good morning. Hola. I'm so happy that you're here. I'm happy to be here. Today, I want to talk about something that's really big with the community of authentic eaters that really can be a struggle overcoming, and that is health problems. Probably 10% of my queries come from how to handle eating authentically when you have health issues. So I'm talking about things like diabetes, gastro issues, like intestine issues, digestion, even just pain in the body. How do you tap into your body, into just wanting to process if you're having pain in your body? So I want to address these things today. And before I go into it, remember, I'm not a doctor. Take this as me sharing my experience for myself. Do with it what you want. Take what you want from it. Don't take what you want. Take what you want. Don't take what you don't want to take from it. But these are just things that I've found to be very helpful in my own life. And they may help you if you decide this is something you want to move forward with. And I just need to do that because this is, you know, health issues. These are really big things that are going on with your body. And I don't want you to feel like you have to try this. No, take it with a grain of salt. Do your own research with this. Excuse me. And figure out if this is for you, because I'm going to share some different holistic healing methods here. All right. So first of all, if you're struggling with things that are inside of the body, like outside of pain. So we're not talking about pain here, although this can very well benefit pain as well. I'm talking about diabetes, digestion issues, basically anything when it comes to eating. And I mean, I'm just going to say anything going on with your body, because this can really affect any area, whether it be pain or, you know, anything that's going on. I'm going to preface this by telling you how I learned about this stuff. So my mother had Alzheimer's disease. Early onset. She was very young when she died. She wasn't even 50 yet when she passed away. And when she got sick, I did a lot of research because I wanted her to stay. I wanted her to be with us. And so I did a lot of research on how to get rid of Alzheimer's. And, you know, I went down this rabbit hole of holistic healing, because basically people say you can't get rid of Alzheimer's. I mean, the consensus is, you know, these mental issues, these things that happen to the body are not avoidable, or you can't heal it. But, you know, the truth is that anything that's going on can be healed. It's just about finding how, how to do it. I discovered so many different things when I did that research for my mom. I discovered a doctor. Her name was Dr. Hulda Clark. She's passed away since, but she has books called The Cure for All Diseases. And I discovered this book because Alzheimer's was in it. And she talked about bacteria and the role bacteria has to play in all of these issues that happen with the body. So she talked about how eating processed foods creates a type of living environment for bacteria, because the body will naturally get rid of anything that's not good for it, right? It has a very, it's a natural mechanism to healing itself. But what stops it is like processed foods, different things that are in the body. Like for my mom, her issue was mercury in her teeth. She talked about how the mercury was affecting her brain and how it also gives an environment for parasites to live, as well as a lot of other things. It's been a while since I've read the book. I just took the main things that really mattered from the book and started applying it to my life. So what she talked about was, first of all, getting rid of all of the things that are allowing the parasites to live. So going into natural eating, like foods that are not processed, pulling out the mercury in your body, not having chemicals, you know, in your life, basically. She talked about how, you know, all these different chemicals, and it really raised my awareness to what was happening, you know, in my own life. These fresh air fresheners, and I put that in quotation marks because they're it's just basically poison that we're inhaling, or, you know, the mercury from back then, or the foods that we eat, just how much, you know, these quick foods, how much chemicals are in these foods, and just how much processing is done to our foods. All the natural things are taken off of it. So these eating these things, ingesting these things, even shampoos and toothpaste and like the cleaners that you use, everything, chemicals are all around us. And really getting rid of those chemicals, because she has another book called How to Heal Yourself from Cancer. And she really talks about how cleansing the house of all these things are super important. Getting rid of all these products and toxins and different things that are bad for us, including food. So it really raised my awareness of just how much poison we ingest on a daily basis, period, even without just thinking about the parasite stuff that's involved. So then second, she talks about cleansing the body to get rid of the parasites that are creating the problems. Because once you cleanse, the parasites come out. And if you're taking away all the processing, the food, the different things, the toxins that are in your environment, then the parasite won't come back and then the healing can begin. So she has a lot of testimonies. And if I were you, I would just get that book and read it. Dr. Hulda Clark, The Cure for All Diseases. It's on Amazon. So, yeah. So through that time, I really focused on trying to help my mother, but she was so far gone. And she also had a lot of mercury in her mouth, and she was so far gone. There was no way I was going to be able to take her somewhere to have it done, because she, you know, Alzheimer's, you forget everything, how to do everything. But the good that I got from that moment was for myself and learning what I needed to keep myself healthy. And so anything that was happening, you know, happening to me in the time, it wasn't a lot, because there wasn't a lot going on with my body, but I did try the cleanse and everything else she said made sense. So I'm creating a good environment for my kids now, right? I keep the toxins away. I use as much pure foods as I can. I try not to give them anything processed. You know, it's minimal. It's minimal. You're going to have processing in the foods, but it's minimal. And I don't have like these air fresheners, and I don't use toxic chemicals, and I don't use toxic things on them. Like, I don't let them use certain things. And basically, you know, I learned a lot. And whenever I'm having a problem internally with my own body, I know it's time to cleanse. Like now I was pregnant and then I had the baby and I'm breastfeeding now. So I'm not going to be able to do any deep cleanses. Before I got pregnant, I got all the mercury out of my teeth. So, that is a good thing. But after reading something the other day, I really should have done heavy metal cleanse after doing that. And I didn't do it, but I will do it once the baby's not breastfeeding. But these are all things that I've done in my own life. Like I got the mercury out of my own teeth. I cleanse my body using the cleanse that's in the book, the parasite cleanse that's in the book. And the first time I did the cleanse was like the most dramatic change of my life. I felt so different and alive. And now every time I do a cleanse, I try to do the bacteria cleanse that she recommends once a year. And it really does make changes in your life. And I've helped my own clients, you know, figure out what's right. I've supported my clients in figuring out what's best for themselves by offering, you know, my own suggestions. And clients have taken the suggestion on the bacterial parasite cleanse in her book, and it's changed their lives too. So I would definitely go read the book. It's really good for you. So the cleanse can really help with the diabetes. She talks about diabetes, and there's a lot of things with diabetes about just basically getting the parasite out. Cleanse yourself. When I went to India, I lived in India off and on for about 4 years. And one time when I came back, I had contracted chikungunya, which is like a virus from the mosquitoes. And they basically had no cure for it. So when I came back, I was like, no, I'm going to find a cure for this because it was so painful. Your joints hurt. And they said, you'll suffer for the rest of your life with this stuff. And I'm like, no, this can't be my life. I'm not going to accept that. So I did research and I found another different cleanse that I had done that was really hardcore. Went straight to the point and got rid of it. But I was up and about in like 2 days when people were suffering for months with it. Just by you know, the solutions are out there for you. If you're having a problem, get online and just do the research. Really start finding what you need to do to really help yourself. And 9 times out of 10, it's going to be getting rid of all the toxins and the processing. You know, it's really in the mainstream now. This isn't anything really new. But if this is something that you're struggling with, when it comes to authentic eating, is like, well, how do I eat for my diabetes? And how do I eat for my, you know, I'm craving this, but my diabetes say no. I'm craving this, but digestion says no. Cleansing, okay? Figuring out what you need to do to clean your body of the bacteria that's causing the problem in the first place. All right? And then when it comes to, now that's going to help with pain in your body too. Definitely. The bacteria collects and you start getting pain. But also on top of that, when it comes to pain, is really body movement is a miracle worker for pain in your bone, like your body and the physical muscles of your body. If you're having knee pain, arm pain, leg pain, you know, they go to physical therapy to move your body. You go to physical therapy to help things to move your body. Body movement is how you move the energy. What's happening is there's stuck energy. I mean, and I'm going energetic with this because that's just who I am. I'm an energy healer. This is the stuff I understand in a deep level. But the energy is getting stuck in your body because in certain areas, because you're not moving enough in the right way. On top of emotions, emotions get trapped in your body, believe it or not. You can take it, like I said, take it or leave it. But emotions will get trapped in your body if you're not processing. If you're not processing your emotions, they're going to get stuck. They don't just leave you. You are an energetic vessel. Scientists will tell you that. You are an energetic vessel. One of the first, you know, therapists in the counseling field, Sigmund Freud, he always said that it's going to come back. Your emotions come back because they get stored. They don't just go away. They're always there. And what happens is if you're struggling with an emotion too much and for years and years, it starts to come out into your body because there's nowhere else for it to go. You know, you got to empty it out. And if you want me to go deeper with this, you know, send me an email and I'll do an episode on it. But processing is, you know, always at the forefront of everything. If you process your emotions, life is going to be beautiful. If you don't, it's not. And it's going to affect your body. But something you can do right away is just do some yoga, do some stretching, get on the floor and start touching your toes, doing different exercises that feel good to the ailment, right? And you can look up yoga for the problem you're having. And if it feels good, remember, use your own judgments because I don't want you to hurt yourself. Pay attention to what's happening with your body as you do it. And if you, you know, go to the doctor, let them recommend what type of exercises to do. But these are things that really can help your practice, because once you're starting to feel better in your body, then you can be really tap into your intuition and move towards what you want to eat and let yourself eat it. You know, if you're not having the digestion issues and pain in our body can make it harder for us to process. That's why it's important to meditate, because meditation will teach you how to. Yeah, honey. I'm in here. It'll teach you how to. In the bedroom, Papi. Come inside. It'll teach you how to relax enough to let the emotions pass. And also, another good meditation for pain in the body is called a body scan. Look up body scan on YouTube, and it'll teach you how to move your attention from the pain to something else so that the pain can move through. Okay? I mean, there's a whole field. Energy healing is a whole field. So much you can learn about it. And again, if you want me to get deeper, let me know. But these are two really wonderful things that you can do. Cleansing your house, your environment, your body, as well as body movement, just stretching, doing therapy on your body. Because when we stop moving our body suffers. Our bodies were not meant to be still. They're meant to move. So if you're not moving your body every day, that's going to create pain. Or the pain that's happening can be alleviated with stretch. Do you know what I mean? But again, talk to your doctor. All right. I love you. I hope this has helped. If you are struggling with figuring out a way to cleanse, or if you want to talk more about that, that's something I go through in coaching, definitely a part of my program. So let me know if you want to get started. Martita at martitarobinson.com. All right. We'll talk soon.